The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. If you shopped at Schnucks over the weekend and you paid with a credit or debit card, you're going to want to check your account statement. The grocery store chain says WorldPay, the company it contracts for credit and debit card processing, experienced a system issue between Friday and Sunday that caused some customers to be charged twice for their purchases. Schnucks says those charges were reversed on Tuesday, but the refunds could take up to 48 hours to process. The closures on I-255 in the Metro East are coming to an end. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will be in our area this morning to announce the early completion of the I-255 rehabilitation project. Large stretches of the highway have been closed over the past year. The rebuilt section from Phase 1 reopened in June. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, breezy southerly winds bring temps back up into the low to mid 80s for this afternoon with partly cloudy skies. Clouds increase overnight ahead of a cold front and lows will be in the low 60s and upper 50s. Rain chances increase by daybreak as the cold front comes through Friday morning. We hit our high temps for Friday early in the day. Breezy northwesterly winds and falling temps.